Yesterday, the U.S. and the European Union announced new economic sanctions against Russia because of its involvement in Ukraine. And today, the EU made its sanctions more specific. It published a list of Russian banks and other institutions that it's targeting. The goal is to put pressure on Russian President Vladimir Putin by putting economic pressure on his closest allies. But so far, Russian officials have shrugged off the impact. Some critics say that's because Putin's inner circle is dominated by men for whom power is more important than money. Here's NPR's Corey Flintoff in Moscow.
One feature of Vladimir Putin's 14-year rule of Russia is that decision-making power has been concentrated among a very small circle of his trusted advisors.
Putin's political elite looks like the board of a large corporation, Russia Incorporated, with Mr. Putin being CEO and chair of the board. But there are pretty influential shareholders.
That's Nikolai Petrov, an analyst and professor at Moscow's Higher School of Economics. He says Putin has been able to consolidate power by balancing the competing interests of his shareholders. On the one side were the so-called siloviki, or men of power, those who, like Putin himself, came from the Soviet spy services, police, or the military. On the other side were people with legal or economics backgrounds.
What's happened over the last 2 to 3 years is that the others, besides the siloviki and the highest echelons of power, have been weakened significantly, particularly the economists.
Samuel Cherup of the International Institute for Strategic Studies in Washington says the hardliners always called the shots about Ukraine because the Russian leadership saw it as a question of national security. Nikolai Petrov says those decision makers are men who are willing to accept a certain amount of economic pain in order to keep their monopoly on power.
They are wealthy enough, but they do think about the opportunity to keep being most powerful guys in the country, which can do whatever it wants without being restricted from outside.
Samuel Cherup says Putin's closest advisors are people for whom the pain of sanctions is less important than dealing with a perceived national security threat. That means that Putin can't allow the pro-Russian separatists in eastern Ukraine to be crushed militarily by Ukrainian forces.
At the moment, it's politically unacceptable. It would be seen as a humiliating defeat and not something that I think the Russian leadership would willingly allow.
Cherup says that Putin can probably only withdraw support from the separatists if there's a political settlement that can be seen as protecting Russia's interests. Petrov says tough sanctions may have the opposite effect on the Kremlin decision makers.
Mentality of these guys and of Mr. Putin especially is not necessarily rational. Mr. Putin will be eager to demonstrate that his behavior is absolutely not influenced by these sanctions and he can escalate situation in eastern Ukraine.
According to NATO, Putin already has the means at hand to escalate if he and his advisors want to, in the form of 15,000 Russian troops near the Ukrainian border. Corey Flintoff, NPR News, Moscow.